Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to Thomas Village Baptist Church Praise, Prayer, and Devotional Time. I'm Scott Carter, one of the deacons here. And I pray that y'all had a good day, and I ask that you pray for me. We'll give our praise report next. God is on the throne and in control. The drive-in service at 10:40, we had gray skies with drizzle. Then at 10:55, clouds parted and beautiful sunshine. Thank the Lord. 35 vehicles and the sweet person of the Holy Spirit was present. Facebook drive-in service at 9 a.m. today, over 1,900 viewers. Nationally, new confirmed cases of corona or less, and hospital report a decrease in admittance of COVID-19 patients. And I'd like to praise the Lord for what he's done in my life and what he's doing and what he's going to do. In way of announcements, yesterday's drive-in service was such a blessing that we will attempt another one, and you need to listen for the time and the date. On Monday and Friday, we have prayer and devotional time at 6 p.m. Wednesday midweek, 7 p.m. And check out Thomas Village Facebook page for WANA weekly updates and activities. And do not hesitate to call the deacon or the pastor if you need anything. All you got to do is contact us. Prayer needs, the lost, the backslidden, marriages and depression, Elizabeth Ward family, Marlene Swanson, Tommy Mullins family, Megan Moore, Ruth Osborne, Paul and Becky Haynes, COVID-19 home from the hospital, the Haynes's are, praise the Lord. Scott Haynes, Mission, Levi Lynn, Donnie Fields, Rhonda Smith, Sister Patricia, they was at the service yesterday, and Peggy DeBoard, Moselle Carter, Ruth Bowen, Patty Prevett, Helen Bowen, Ruth Osborne, Hazel Stanley, Jeanette Carter, Peggy Stanley, Alma Bowen, Lottie Johnson, Jay and Ruby Keck, Phyllis and Hoyt Bledsoe, Kent Smith, Lisa Fletcher, Henrietta Roach, Bobby and June Jesse, Margaret and Chet Wheeler, Wilma Jean Thomason, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, John and Carmine Shoup, Ryan Luke, Danny Smith. Remember our deacons and remember all those federal and state and health emergency workers that's working with the COVID-19. And the numbers as of 5:15 p.m. today nationally was 580,097 and 23,068 deaths. State of Virginia had 4,527 and 141 deaths. Praise the Lord that we're not like some of the other states. And want to remember each other and remember pastors everywhere and our leaders and all those with the coronavirus and their families. At this time, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the privilege and opportunity to be here. Thank you for your love, mercy, and grace, and thank you for your Son, Jesus, most of all, and what he did for us, what he does, and what he's going to do. Thank you for each one listening, and I pray that your blessings will be with them and their families. I pray that your healing hand will touch those on our prayer concerns, those with the COVID virus, as only you can. I pray for pastors everywhere that your Holy Spirit will fill them with the words they need. I pray that you will give our leaders and each of us the wisdom and knowledge we need to live a life pleasing to you and to stay safe from this virus. If there is anyone that does not know your son, Jesus, I pray that today would be the day. In his name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
I did not take the coronavirus lightly by any means, and I hope and pray that I'm going to tell a few positive things about it, that I don't offend anyone. But it's good for traffic control, toilet paper industry, grocery stores, conserves gas, gives us downtime that we should be spending with Jesus and our families. And there are also some new hairstyles and colors cropping up. And I've got a friend that him and his family has had the coronavirus. They've been on a mission trip and came back through Miami Airport, and approximately a week after they got back, they was diagnosed with it. And want to praise the Lord that it wasn't real serious for them. They just had a low-grade fever and a dry cough and lost their sense of smell, but within 3 or 4 days, they started getting better, and they made a complete recovery and been released to go back to their jobs and everything. And my devotional is going to be about worry and anxiety, and I'm not a big worrier, but my mother and my mother-in-law do enough for all of us. And I'd like to read Matthew 6, 25 through 27, and Luke 12, 20 through 25, and Philippians 4, 6. Matthew 6, 25 through 27. For this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life, as what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on it. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? Luke 12:22 through 25. And he said to his disciples, for this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life, as what you will eat, nor your body as to what you will put on it. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his lifespan? Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. So Jesus and the Bible tells us not to worry. And I'm going to read a item from the back of a church bulletin that was from 207. And the title of it's Ain't No Need to Worry. Of all the interviews, it's about a baseball player that was interviewed. And the guy says, of all the interviews I've seen, heard, and read, one stands alone. I cannot recall the name of the baseball player, his team, or the exact question posed to him about whether worry was a problem in his life. However, his answer is clear, and my mind today is it was the first response. Without hesitation, he replied, ain't no need to worry. on the opposite extreme, if the situation never occurs, then all that worry was in vain. After each sentence, he repeated his conclusion. Ain't no need to worry. Although his grammar needed tweaking, his philosophy was right on target. In essence, worry is the opposite of faith, making it a sin. Jesus' instruction not to worry is clear. Rather, we are to rely on God for direction in what we say and do in all situations, and then the rest in the assurance that he is in control. By failing to do so, we rob ourselves and others both time and energy that could be more appropriately directed. As Corrie Ten Boom stated, why worry? Worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrows, it empties today of its strength. Let's practice the faith and that we preach and remember that there ain't no need to worry. So guys, let's don't worry. Let's just get on our knees and pray. And as our pastor always says, never forget, no one loves you more than Jesus. No one has done as much for you as Jesus. No one will do more for you today than Jesus Christ if you let him. We'll end with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and I pray that everyone listening in America will be on their knees tonight praying. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Thank you, good evening, and God bless.